Now's the time for youth OHV riding classes. We'll get you started next on Western Life Radio. Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Take care of the youth OHV riding classes before the weather warms. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation discusses options.
Most of us are already starting to think about family reunions and where our vacations are going to take us, where we're going to go over some of those extended weekends throughout the summer months. And yeah, the kids are in school now, and yeah, they're probably going through midterms, and they're looking forward to go out and riding. And so a couple of things that people can do is they can get their kids through the education courses, which allows them to ride on our public lands by a supervised adult. And so a great time now, people can go online if that's their choice, and then they can take that course over an extended period. We highly encourage people not to try to power through it. It is a time course, and so the idea is that they're learning along the way these building blocks to help establish as they go out and ride with their parents or with a legal guardian. For us, Brian, it might even get us a little bit of a rate reduction on our insurance if we were to take the education class. Not that insurance is required, but for some people that may have a loan on their UTV or their off-highway motorcycle, this might help on a rate reduction when it comes to their insurance payments. Some of the latest statistics that we have in collaborating with the University of Utah Hospital is that it's generally a 40-year-old male that's involved in accidents. So we do have some of those. Tragically enough, we have lost youth. On average, there's about 1 to 2 fatalities a year on a child younger than 18 years of age.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.